SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaker Mike Johnson leads a delegation of 64 House Republicans to the U.S. southern border port of entry in Eagle Pass, Texas, to discuss border security priorities. The trip comes amid a record influx of illegal immigrants crossing over. The speaker blamed the Biden administration for the border crisis, saying it's overrunning communities across the country.
Our communities are overrun. We have local resources that are being strapped. We have lethal drugs that are pouring into our country at record levels. And it's in less than 3 years that President Biden took office that this has happened.
While claiming the border is closed, the Biden administration is suing the state of Texas over a new law that would allow police in the state to arrest illegal immigrants. The lawsuit filed Wednesday accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under the Texas law, illegals could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Those who do not leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. Also at SRNNews.com, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the United States and 13 allies have signed a joint statement condemning Houthi rebel attacks in the Red Sea. The joint statement was issued after an Iranian warship moved into the Red Sea, which followed the U.S. military sinking of three Houthi vessels.
This joint statement demonstrates the resolve of global partners against these unlawful attacks and underlines our commitment to holding malign actors accountable for their actions.
Florida Surgeon General says he's not getting answers from the FDA commissioner and CDC director about nucleic acid contaminants in the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines, and he's calling for them to be pulled from the market. He believes the DNA integrated into sperm or eggs from the COVID mRNA vaccine recipients could be passed on to offspring. This is SRN News. USA Boxing will allow men to fight women.
Letting males compete against females in any physical competition is a problem, but experts point out when it comes to combat sports, it's downright dangerous. Nonetheless, the governing body of amateur boxing in this country says men can compete against women so long as they undergo regular hormone testing. Doctors have explained how going through puberty gives a man a huge physical advantage, no matter what he does to himself later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates won a lot of battles in Latin America. Now they are taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic still maintain total abortion bans, but abortion groups will introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. Political analysts predict that they will fail. More on these stories at SRN News. The city of San Francisco is installing nets to stop the many suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Nearly 2,000 people have plunged to their deaths since the bridge opened in 1937. Iron worker Ed Reyes says the nets are on both sides of the bridge.
It's stainless steel, and it's, it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
Dana Whitmer's son committed suicide at the Golden Gate Bridge in 2007.
Suicides by so many methods have decreased, and Golden Gate Bridge is the only one that's increased.
Whitmer doesn't think her son would have jumped if the nets were there.
They're going to go, well, I can't do this. Let me go find another method.
Critics say it's a lot of money to spend to deter people who are determined to end their lives and who will just find another way to do it. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ford's recalling more than 112,000 pickup trucks over concerns that vehicles will not stay in park. More details at SRNNews.com.